issue will be out in December. So check that out, and I'll be back in December. What I said, December 3rd. December 3rd, there will be another episode of This Quarter Radio. And I promise more minutes of This Quarter Radio. So I'm signing off. This was Anna with one N. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This is Cheering Pinks with East Van Dream. You're listening to CITI 101.9 FM.
To CITR 101.9 FM on cable at 88.5 and streaming live at www.citr.ca. The program Sam Squanch's Hideaway with Anita B will return in December, but for now, it's a fun drive. And hi there, I'm Jolly John Tanner, along with my special guests on today's program. Well, we've got a whole bunch of them, actually, but let's introduce our second host here of the show, Suzanne Tabata.
Good evening, John. We're so happy to be here, so lucky to be able to take this fill-in from Anita B, because this is a big night.
This is a
super big night.
It's a very big night, and it's a big fun drive, too. I did get a note saying that last time Anita was here, she made a bit of money, and we had to try and increase it. They wanted us to make $150. We'll see how that goes, but, you know, it's up to the audience, and the audience is very important. Okay, Suzanne Tabata is a film documentary maker who has a recent film in the last year called Bloodied But Unbowed, and
yeah.
We'll be mentioning that. And our other guest here tonight, as usual, is Randy Rampage of DOA, who's sitting in with us here. Randy, hello to you.
I'm the color guy, and don't be cheap out there. Oh. You guys come up now.
Yeah, all right.
You guys start bucking up here.
All right. And a little later on in the program, we'll be hearing from Buck Cherry, John Armstrong of the Modernettes. We have also in the studio with us today, Gary Taylor. All right. Now, Gary's got a long and, interesting history in Vancouver. Let me tell you a bit about that. Gary Taylor, for instance, currently senior executive of UP International Canadian Music Week, Gary Taylor Management. That's currently, right, Gary?
And
welcome to the show.
And book a very cool place on Commercial Drive called Falcon 80s. That's what I do. Also.
Falconetti's, and we've all been to Falconetti's.
Great place. Okay. Great place. Some cool bands down there.
In the past, Gary was owner, operator at Gary Taylor Management, owner-manager at Gary Taylor Show Lounge and Bradley's, and he has a website of creative branding, networking strategists, A&R. So this guy's been busy, and when I first met you, Gary, it was back in the early 60s when you were with a band called the C-Fun Classics. Now, I tried Googling it last night, and the classics didn't come up. It was just a whole bunch of other stuff. But when I put C-Fun in front of it, there they were.
Wow.
Yeah. But also, there's a classics in Edmonton. They're an R&B and rock and roll eight-piece band from Edmonton, also called the Classics.
I think
now.
It's a Japanese band.
Yeah, right. There you go. All right. Gary was the drummer
the
of that band. And so
the Classics.
Classics. All right. So we are going to get things rolling here real fast because we've got a special guest on the phone, Suzanne.
Oh, we do.
Can you tell us a bit about this special guest here right now?
Well, it's a really, really special night. This is going to be the first time ever. Grant McDonough, some may know Zulu Records. Grant McDonough is pretty much behind Zulu Records, is Zulu Records, has a great staff, great space. He's on the line, and he is going to have his brother, we're going to have his brother calling in later from Toronto, which is going to be even more special because he's got the big ties to the old CITR.
All right, well, Grant is out there. Hello, Grant McDonough.
Hello, John Tanner.
Hello, and how are you tonight?
Very well, and you too, Suzanne.
Hey.
And Randy, and
how's Grant doing?
Yeah. Good to have you all in that room. Kind of wish I was there, but...
Oh, you should have come down. Oh,
well, they used to have Mel Brewer there. Does Mel Brewer still exist in that building? Do people know Mel Brewer? You guys, you know who Mel Brewer is, Suzanne.
Yes, no. I do. No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a CITR...
Staple?
Staple,
Is that the cooler? You mean the machine, the pop machine?
The beer cooler.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We've just been into that.
We were just there.
Okay. Yeah, well, as Vancouver listeners will know, Grant McDonough is a guy that's been running Zulu Records for a long time, like many, many years. How many years has you been at Zulu, Grant?
Well, next month is our 30th anniversary.
Wow.
30th anniversary. Okay, listeners of Sam Squanch's Hideaway, listen to this. Grant, how many times have you been into Zulu Records? How many of you listening out there have been into Zulu? I mean, Suzanne, you ran into J.B. Shane there a couple of weeks ago, just bumped into him. You never know who you're going to run into at Zulu Records.
But one plug for Grant here, which is going to tie him at least into Randy. There's probably a tie-in to Gary. Grant was among the first eight people to ever be at a DOA show. He was at the first gig. 5,000 people claimed to have been there.
I was going to say that.
Grant,
you've got 8 million people now claiming that they were at the first DOA show. They were at the first. I saw Toonie Loons play. I saw Victorian Pork. I saw this. Grant was actually there.
Grant and his
sister Lynn were actually there. They were two of the eight. Original punk rockers from Vancouver, the original fans that were actually there, and Grant stayed with the scene and become a huge part of it, obviously.
Well,
Randy,
we did have great times, did we not?
Damn right we did. Brother. You know it.
And a lot of colorful cast of characters that came along the way.
That is for sure.
At that time, there was such an evolution in the bands, or de-evolution, call it what you will, but the fact is, every other week there'd be a party at one of the manors of Vancouver, Cramer Manor, Gore Manor, Biscuit Manor. Randy knows what I'm talking about, these party houses, basically, where you'd have beer parties to try to somehow pay the rent, and beer was usually provided for free from the Carling O'Keefe Liberation Army, but that's not a story we should talk about on the air.
No, that's not a legal thing to talk about.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, it was fun times, and
I've been told
by incredible musicians.
By my legal representation not to talk about the cola.
Okay, well, let's get this program on the road here, because we are trying to get the listeners out there to pledge some money for us, okay? And the pitch right now is we have the Zulu record guy here, and he has made some requests for his favorite records, and and we're going to start playing these records. And as we get along here, we're going to invite you to call. Just to give you a note, the reason why you should call to pitch some money to us, you can throw it our way, whichever way you can. The best way is either just to phone up here or drop in, but you got to drop in to pay the money, okay? So the number to call is 604-822-8648. That's UBC Unit, if you're looking up the letters. The number is 822-8648. For Grant McDonough, who has requested something by the Ugly Ducklings. Now, they're from Toronto.
That's right, John.
Yes, okay.
You know, they were, let's face it, picking three songs. I mean, I'm not by any means saying these are my three Canadian favorite Canadian songs.
No, no.
Place.
But these are just songs you've chosen.
These are just songs I just felt like playing when this
interesting
was
stuff.
Oh, yeah, here's a good one.
Okay.
I got lots of records.
Well, I'm sure you do. Well, let's check out the Ugly Ducklings. This song is called Nothing.
From
anybody here from back east? Say from 1966. Let's check them out, the Ugly Ducklings, here at CITR. And please call now and make your pledge for this program.
Give
we're on the
money.
Air
we'll
till
give you
8
some
o'clock.
Free stuff.
We're back. Oh, on the track. I think I'm falling off the track.
You should see what it's like in here, Grant.
One of the reasons why we are doing a fun drive here at CITR, and that, by the way, was the... I need Narwhar here to help me out.
It was Ugly Ducklings.
It was the Ugly Ducklings.
Yes, Narwhar would know that one.
Narwhar would know that one, yes.
What was
for
the
sure.
number I
it was called Nothing.
Okay. Oh, you got the list. Okay. I'm having a heck of a time trying to cue up the records on turntable number two because the bloody needle's bent and it's all warped because we got crummy equipment down here.
Oh. And that's the reason for the whole pledge drive. Oh, the pledge drive is about getting new equipment.
Get these guys some gear.
And maybe some headphones some so that gear. We can hear what we're doing. That would be great, too. But it is a station that literally operates on the spirit.
And you know, maybe
on spirit.
A nice refreshment bar, you know, for the
I think the refreshment bar is one of the few things that works very well here.
Okay, Grant McDonough from Zulu Records on the line in Vancouver talking to us at CITR. We got Brandy Rampage, DOA, Suzanne Tabata, and Gary Taylor from a 1960s band called The Classics, and we're going to talk to him a little bit more. You remember the C-Fun Classics, Grant?
No, I don't. I remember C-Fun being down the street from us, though.
That's right.
Where Zulu is now. They were just down the street. Man, 30 years ago, I remember seeing Gene Simmons of Kiss walking out there without his makeup, and I was just pretty young, but going, oh my God, it's a member of Kiss without his makeup. The world will never believe me.
Yeah. Grant, do you remember?
And the earth
do you remember Gary Taylor's rock?
Well, Gary Taylor's, I finally remember, and thank you, Gary, for I owe you a drink or two. I think I might have bought you one down in South by Southwest about 10 years ago when I saw
think
you there.
So, yeah.
But I remember, you know, when I worked at Quintessence Records, the store before Zulu. You know, we'd get mail from whomever, and one came from Gary Taylor's Rock Room, and it was a VIP card, and it got you in for free. And
see, I knew what I was doing,
Gary Taylor's was an excellent place. They had a lot of adventurous music playing. I wish I went to the basement more often, to tell you the truth, in retrospect.
But,
it was a great place.
It was fun. Believe me, Grant.
I got the Quintessence laminate, or call it what you will, card to get
believe
me in.
Believe me,
that was
it
just
was
a wonderful
fun.
Experience going there many times and seeing tons of great local bands and some touring bands at the time.
Well, we've you know, as we're trying to get people to phone in to 604-822-8648 and pledge for the show and pledge for the station, we've got teed up here a track from, I think it's Active Dog.
Yes, it is Active Dog. I'm getting mixed up the evolution of Vancouver bands. I should know this. I've been involved with a few local records over the years. But, yeah, it's Active Dog was the band. It had your next guest, or two guests from now, Buck Cherry was the guitarist in them.
Yes.
And Bill Shirt, who went on to Los Populeros.
Yes.
Buck,
Terry Bowes.
We did this album many years ago, the Vancouver Complication album. Randy and I and everybody, it was like kind of a little cooperative effort from all the crazy, nutty musicians and people around the scene then.
Yeah.
Vancouver Complication. And I think we sold 4,000 copies of it, which was probably the most successful record I ever got involved in.
Well, but, do you know that? It really, really was.
Grant.
Yeah, it was. It did well, and it did what it was supposed to do, and it was a benefit gig at this place called O'Hara's to raise the money for the $1,800 it cost to press it. But anyways, most of the bands were recorded in a basement out in Burnaby, this gentleman Chris Cutress's studio, an 8-track studio, and this song here, I was there when it was recorded, along with a lot of the other Vancouver Complication tracks. But I just remember, you know, thinking, like, what a great song. And it just fit well on the album.
It is a great song.
I'm not necessarily picking favorites from that album because it's a labor of love, all of us who are involved with it. But at the same time, I just like the song, and that's why we're playing it.
You want to hear something funny, Grant? I was in Italy. You know, in Turin, Italy, and this kid comes up. It wasn't even with DOA. This was with Annihilator, and this kid comes up with a copy of Vancouver Complication.
Wow!
And gets me to autograph. That's how far that thing went. Like it really, you know, it's really weird. This kid comes out of nowhere.
You know, way back
and gets me
to
autograph this copy. It was bizarre.
With a box of 50 under my arm.
Wow.
And consigning them to Rough Trade Records in London 30 plus years ago, and I don't think I ever collected on that one, but whatever.
Well,
I know 50 made it around Greater London, wherever Rough Trade Records would distribute things to.
For sure.
Yeah, you know, that album did get around, and also a band like you, DOA, who toured more than anybody.
It was just amazing that this
souvenirs
kid...
Souvenirs in the van, and it's great. It's nice that that was the whole idea. This city had such an incredible music scene, and we were all kind of frustrated being sort of locked in from the 49th parallel and the Rockies, and it was brilliant, but at the same time, we were just trying to capture the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Well, okay, we're going to get onto that tune in just
nothing
a minute,
holding you.
But first, a word from Discorder.
How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In November's issue of Discorder, read up on the features, including interviews with Catherine Calder, Siskiyou, and the fabulous Vacant State. This month's venues column tackles Vancouver's queer hip-hop scene. And you can't miss that cover story on Blackout Beach. So look out for the deep red hue of November 2011's edition of Discorder.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca?
Any donation will be accepted, small or large. Donations made during Fund Drive help to keep CITR on air 365 days a year, providing you with the best in alternative programming in Western Canada. To donate to the CITR Fund Drive 2011, call 604-UBC-UNIT or go online to citr.ca/fundrive today. Tune in to the future.
Okay, as I say here at CITR, we've got a really crappy turntable number two, and it's just, I am having so much trouble queuing it up. So we need a new turntable, so this is more reason for you to call us now and pledge. You got the number? Well, I'll see if I got
right now, okay. We're at $13,992, $8 to $14,000. So come on, somebody come up with $8. Come on, you got to come up with this.
All right, let's see if
I'm going to throw. You know, I'll even throw some in. I tell you what, whoever phones up next, I'll match whatever you put in.
Randy Rampage will match whatever you call now here at CITR for our fun drive. Okay, and the number again is UBC.
Unit. Or 822-8648.
All right, let's see if we got her queued up here. Okay, see, I couldn't. Here comes Active Dog.
You got it. Active Dog. Okay. All right. Grant McDonough, Zulu Records, on the line with us here in Vancouver. And Grant, tell us about some of the other projects you've got in mind around here now. What's happening with the store? I hear that there's a video store that's in the back there that used to be down the street. I can't think of their name. My mind is blanked out. It's another radio nightmare. Hello. Oh, wait. Hold on. Sorry, Grant. I had your pot was off. Here you are.
Okay, back.
You're with us now.
Yeah. No. Well, there's a lot going on.
John's
store,
having a 60s moment.
Never changing. But no, the big thing that we did in the last month was Videomatica, who were our neighbors since literally 1983. Mm-hmm. We were in the same block for most of that time before Zulu moved up the street to where we are now. But at the same time, they were, you know, their rental division took a beating from Netflix, to say the least. But their sales division was holding its own, and it's a much smaller part of what the store square footage was. But they basically moved into the back of one of our two buildings here at Zulu. And they're running at 100%, but we've known them for since back in the 80s, and it's a good thing. So now people, other than the CDs, of course, we sell, and the vinyl we sell, they have their own selection of DVDs, and we sell aluminum, they sell aluminum then.
Yeah, and now, well, Videomatica.
They have a really selection of movies, so it's just nice to, you know, just to freshen it up a bit, and even though we're old friends and businesses, it's kind of nice to keep it going.
Yeah, yeah, really, Videomatic has always had great content. I mean, they were have always been great. They've always had, you know, just everything from every era of movies that have been around. They're fantastic. I mean, you couldn't have hooked up with better people.
Yeah, well, they're you know, this was a good one to make happen, because
for sure,
you know, being realistic in this day and age, it's bloody expensive running a business as far as the taxes and you name it.
And
that's
like you said,
for a lot of small businesses.
And like
in the music industry, to say the least, I think downloading has had an effect, as we all know. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, you know, it has with movies too. Right. And it's sometimes you just gotta, you know, try something different. And this feels like a good fit.
That's great, Grant. Listen,
I'm glad it works.
We've got. I just want to jump in here really quickly. I mean, one of the little known facts amongst many people in Vancouver, most people in Vancouver, is that Grant McDonough and his sister Lynn McDonough, who is a photographer and did some of the earliest photos of the Vancouver punk scene, they were really into the music that was happening in this city. But their kid brother, their older brother, David, meanwhile, while the punk scene was going on in the streets of Vancouver, ran CITR Radio. And he is definitely, when we say goodbye to you, and we're going to have to, you know, skip the new pornographers in order to get David on here, probably.
No problem.
He's my brother.
He's my brother.
But we've got a little surprise for David, because we've managed to go through the vaults of CITR and pick out some really interesting vinyl that he wrote his notes on. And, of course, David set a really gold standard back in the late 70s, early 80s, trying to create a sound for CITR when we were trying to get an FM license.
And
this
he really did. And, you know, obviously, I think a lot of people, the history of CITR Radio, David was, frankly, him and a couple other people back in those days, but David was the music director. There were people like Rob Whittam, mm-hmm. Jeff Kearney, Chris Defoe, and others, and you know, back then. But David was the music director who used to deal with the record companies and get the latest releases from the Jam, the Ramones, the this, the that, and also the local bands, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he was, you know, I mean, it seems like a long time ago, because it was, but radio wouldn't touch this stuff with a 10-foot pole, with the exception of co-op radio, they would as well, on certain shows. But forget commercial radio, and some things never change, do they? But David was the one that really pushed CITR, with some resistance initially, to become an adventurous radio station by being the music director back in the late 70s to the early 80s.
I would definitely second that. I was here, and I learned a lot from him.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, we all love music, and we all just sort of went about our different ways. And my sister has texted me that she donated $20 to this fine place.
Yay!
Drive.
Oh. So now I got to come up with a 20. Damn!
As well for tonight. And
thanks a lot, Lynn.
Lynn did a lot of great things too.
Thanks, Lynn.
As far as photography, one day, if there was ever in a photo exhibit of her works from back then, I mean, she just had fun taking photos, but she took a hell of a lot of them that really captured, literally from the first DOA gig onwards, and even a little before that. And they're amazing photos.
Right from the beginning. Right from the very beginning.
Well, your sister even played host to DOA when they toured England for the first time.
Yeah. My God.
So it goes on and on.
I got mugged outside her house.
And, nice.
And, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
But
great.
You had the name Randy Rampage, which apparently Lynn told me got a little giggle over in England.
Oh, I got a good giggle over there. Oh, which one's Randy? Rampage. Oh, Randy.
Okay, listeners, so you're saying, why, oh, why should I support CITR? Because there are 94 different programs here at CITR-FM, 94 different programs. And just that reason alone should get you searching for some hidden cash. Okay, so call now. The easy-to-remember phone number is 604-UBC-UNIT. That's 604-822-8648. We've just been talking to Grant McDonough, Zulu Records. He's an icon here in Vancouver. He was his brother, who we're going to talk to in a while, got things started back in the early 80s at CITR, and we're going to be, well, we got lots of surprises. But Suzanne, set us up for this, song.
This is something. I was down in Zulu today, and Grant said, wait, I've got a little prize for you. And this is, I don't know if anybody's heard this. So, Grant, why don't you tell us about it?
Is it a little flimsy disc?
It's we're not flimsy. Yes. We're talking flimsy.
Okay. Well, basically, back in 1985, a long time ago, we did a Christmas card at Zulu, and we decided to throw in a flexi disc. It was just like a Christmas card to our friends and people we knew. I think we pressed a few hundred of them. But I thought, let's go a little crazy and put it in a flexi disc, because believe it or not, the Vancouver Complication album, which we just spoke about, was supposed to be a flexi disc in a fanzine back many years ago, and then it evolved into an album. So the flexi disc idea was there. At the time, the Zulu label, we were putting out bands or getting that going again. And so we put out this Christmas flexi that wasn't for sale, it was just given to people. And it had four local bands at the time that we were putting out full records from, Brilliant Orange, The Enigmas, Gopher 3, and this other nutty band, Slow, doing all Christmas
great
songs.
Bands.
And so this one,
we
some people might have heard it.
We remember them
on the
from
internet,
Expo.
But it was just, Slow were quite an amazing band. On a bad day, they weren't nothing to write home about, but on a good day, they were as good as I've ever seen locally.
Oh, they're the best.
And they were just fun to be with, and even our Christmas song has that certain snarl, which I kind of loved. So here's Slow doing a Christmas song from our Zulu Christmas Flexi, 1985.
You're tuned to CITR 101.9 FM on cable at 88.5.
Merry Christmas.
Streaming live at www.citr.ca. It's 7:02, and this is Slow.
Reindeer, no sock on my back. You'll see me coming in a big black Cadillac. It's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is coming down. You'll be a good little girl. Santa Claus is back in town. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney late at night. It's Christmas time, baby, and the snow is coming down. You be a good little baby. Santa Claus is back in town.
It's Christmas, Christmas.
I got the full.
Okay, we're back here at CITR, and that was Slow.
And a little Christmas song.
Don't worry about it, Suzanne. It was just not going to work there, but we'll get it. It's okay. I got it queued up as best I can. Again, we're running with pretty crazy equipment around here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
What
and
we're going
to
do?
All right. We'd like to thank,
you,
Grant McDonough, for joining us and bringing us some Christmas cheer there with Santa Claus is back in town.
And now these guys
Grant, have you disappeared? I think he's gone.
No, I'm still here.
You're still there. Okay.
Feeling Christmassy. That.
That got us in the mood, didn't it?
I hadn't heard a Christmas song yet. I didn't hit the malls, as they say. So it's nice to hear one on my own, so to speak.
You know? Time to get out there, man.
Start the game.
Get that shopping going.
Okay, well, there you go. We'd like to thank Grant McDonough, Zulu Records, for joining us here on the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Suzanne, John, Gary.
Good to be talking.
And Randy.
Good to be talking.
Are you leaving us?
Good luck with everything.
Are you leaving us?
Cool station, and the next guest, he has a lot to do with helping make it cool.
All right.
Hopefully we'll see you. Merry Christmas if we
don't. Merry Christmas, Grant.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy New Year, brother.
Bye. Okay, don't forget to drop in and say hi to Grant down there. Now, I'd just like to mention, why am I here, okay?
Why am I
here? I mean, I had the radio nightmares all last night about coming on to the show today. I've been doing DJing for 52 years, starting in Kelowna in 1959. The last 16 years, I've been here at CITR, just volunteering because my wife said, you know, you're feeling kind of crazy since you left Coast 1040. You better go and do a radio show at CITR. So that's what I've been doing, but... And then I worked with J.B. Shane for a couple of years, and he drove me crazy. So finally, I just said, oh, well, there's Val getting ready for Folk Oasis, yes. I just said, well, you know, okay, let's just do fill-in. So I checked the email. Somebody says, oh, I can't do a show. And there, Anita B. said, I can't do my show for a few weeks. Can you fill in? Little did we know it would be a fun drive, but that's okay because that's why we're here. So, you know, if you feel sorry for the old dude on the radio here, Jolly John Tanner, sitting in for Anita B. on Sam Squanch's Hideaway, then please give a call now because we really do need your help. Now, I suppose you're wondering why this fun drive is happening. It's because our technical equipment is getting old and decrepit. Just like me, for example, the headsets have only one channel working. You guys just got one channel in your ears there?
I had to bring my own headset.
Yeah, there you go. You see? Yeah, Suzanne had to bring her own
money.
Headsets.
We
need more money down here. That will never do. How can our guests hear what anyone is saying on the radio?
Are you talking?
Now
I can't hear you.
It'll only take a few minutes of your valuable time, so call now, 604-UBC-UNIT. That's 604-822-8648. Okay, let's hang up here on that call here. And
let's see who we got.
Hang on a sec here. I can't answer it because this one's still on. Let me just drop that one, and let me say hello on this one here.
John's having another 60s moment.
Okay, here we go. And on the line we have... Hello. Is it a Mr. McDonough?
Yeah, Mr. McDonough.
Oh, my.
It's going to be...
Hey, David.
Right now.
It's David McDonough.
How are you, Dave?
How are you? Well, say hi to Suzanne Tabata and Randy Rampage and Gary Taylor.
Hey, man.
How you doing, Dave?
Right on. Sounds good.
How's D.O.?
Well, Toronto's good.
Yeah.
I've had amazing weather lately.
That's
no complaints
good.
Whatsoever.
You're lucky. It's ugly out here.
Okay, we're going to get right to your music list here.
Yeah, we're going to get to your music list, but we just said goodbye to Grant, and we kind of put you up on a pedestal, so you got to live up to it now.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll do my best, you know. I mean, I think there's going to be some sort of apocalyptic convergence having two McDonald's on there, one after the other, but we shall see.
Well, Lynn's already pledged.
I know.
Good
for her.
She's in there.
She's got the big bucks, you know.
I know. I had to match it, you know. It was like, damn.
Okay, we got your request here, David, and we're going to play your first request on the radio now. Are you listening?
I'm not, actually. Because I don't want feedback, you know.
Yes, of course.
Feedback,
especially in Toronto, right? No feedback.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for staying up to do this show, by the way.
Thanks, David.
Well, yeah, it's after 10.
It's like 10 o'clock, you know.
Past
well,
your
the
bedtime.
Time clocks have rolled up, but you know I'm on the wind-up phone, so no problem.
Yes, and we've got some surprises for you. Surprises in the form of some great LP covers that...
Yeah, well, I may be getting off the phone right now, actually, if I get to hear back what I said 30 years ago or whatever it was.
No, it won't be bad.
Okay.
Okay, so, John, what's happening?
Well, we're going to take you way back here to, one of my favorite bands, and a guy that I dearly miss, so sad to see him gone, Jim Bescott, but along with Jim, Barry Taylor, and Art Bergman, of course. I used to see the Young Canadians play around town lots of times, but I'm not sure how good I am at queuing this up here, because our turntable 2 is, I've talked about it enough here, just let's play the darn thing,
give us
okay?
some money.
Yeah, all right, let's go with the Young Canadians. It's CITR, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Jolly John filling in for Anita B. There they are, the Young Canadians, one of my favorite old
the
bands.
The Old Ukrainians.
The Old Ukrainians.
You know, it's funny, Dave.
Dave McDonough? Toronto. Are you there?
Yeah, yeah, I'm still here. Oh, yep. Good.
Okay, it's we've got lots of activity going on in this little room right now, but Dave, it's quite funny because you and Buck Cherry, who's the next guest, and your brother were all given very, very private, you know, chances and opportunities to select, you know, Canadian songs, and you all chose music that Art Bergman was involved with, which is interesting.
Well, there's a reason for that, you know. He's when I kind of think back to you know, when I was at CITR and hanging around Vancouver around those times, I think the first music that ever crossed my path by Art was an album by the Schmorgs.
That's right.
Which I can't
great album
particularly remember in any detail because I don't have a copy and I haven't listened to it in years and years. But mm-hmm. I just remember that there was a sound and there was an attitude. And he's always had that. And he's just a great musician, and you know, seeing him live back then was a fantastic experience, as it was with so many of those Vancouver bands.
You know, I just this is a pledge show. It's we're sitting here with this in the old. This used to be where we used to read the newscasts. Actually, the control room is now the record library, and the record library is now the control room. But we're meant to be, you know, hyping the pledges. We're obviously running to raise money. I think we've just cracked 14,000 with the donation from your sister Lynn and Randy matching it. But we're meant to talk a little bit about the history of CITR, and back in the day, David, I believe we were campaigning for this little FM license that they now have on 101.9.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yep. Originally it was just kind of broadcast on the campus, and it was, I think, a low wattage, so it didn't go all that far into Vancouver, and I can't remember her last name, but there was a woman at the time, Hillary. She and I were working there in the summer.
Yeah.
And she was very actively involved as far as helping move it along, as well as a number of other people. I can't really remember details at this point. Well, I think I was, you know, helping as much as I could.
But, yeah. And I mean, you were really basically on and gone. I mean, one of the things back in the day, and I know Gary Taylor, and both Randy Rampage and Gary Taylor are going to attest to this, back in the day, record companies had promotional budgets. And you would have a relationship, you as the music director, program director at CITR, had a relationship with the record companies. And, you know, we'd be invited to parties and concerts and after parties. I mean, it was pretty flamboyant back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was that aspect of it, but I think what they saw with CITR was the fact that they would have these artists coming into town, and really maybe someone at the Georgia Strait, and I think Grant mentioned Co-op as well, but there were so few outlets for great artists back then, mm-hmm. you know, because C-Fox wasn't playing them, like, nobody would play these bands, mm-hmm. you know. Certainly not the local bands either, unless it was Loverboy or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the record companies, you know, were first of all, they needed us, because there were so few opportunities for a lot of great bands, like, you know, you just run through the list of bands like The Jam or The Cure or Magazine or...
Yeah, we pulled some Magazine that you...
You know, you two had a little more interest the first time they came through, but even then...
They still started from the same place.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. So
maybe The Clash, The Ramones, yeah,
exactly. Well, so, it was a great time to love these bands and to be interested in music, because we had so much access, you know, and so much opportunity to, like, interview them and spend time with them, et cetera, et cetera.
You remember Iggy Pop here in the Sub Ballroom
Dills opening. A few Iggy Pop stories
with the Dills opening.
A particular gig, but we'll save
Sippy Pinhead on drums.
Iggy in the Sub Ballroom.
That was quite funny. But anyway, I know that we're looking at station IDs, and we've got to say certain things. I think it's time for the audience to understand that the equipment here is outdated. A lot of it's being held together with duct tape. David, a lot of your original vinyl has
been
stolen.
Get out of here. I've got this old record here, which is Ramones' End of the Century, which has all this writing on it, which looks like Dave's, I think.
I think it is.
What does it say?
It says, this is it, the long-awaited Ramones Spectre collaboration. A lot of people, myself included, though, do brothers might swallowed up something.
I was a sincere young man.
Inspector.
You know, what can I tell you?
No, listen, Dave.
Thank God.
I wore it on my record, please.
Dave, you have some brilliant stuff here. I must.
You got to listen to this because you.
Thank God it hasn't happened for sure. The sound isn't the total gonzo buzzsaw attack, but at that same time, it isn't a total change. Basically, it's a compromise between the smooth, straight radio sound of today and the loud, aggressive attack of the Ramones. No sellout here because, most importantly, it works. Hope to make it big. At least they keep themselves some off the AM radio.
Isn't that brilliant?
Oh, is that fucking you know, I think that's great.
Yeah.
That's brilliant, Dave. Okay, I've got one here with The Clash, too, but I don't think you want
to
hear
it. We don't have time right now. We've got to get to some music and some station IDs or something.
Yes,
some
we
money.
Do. Okay, just a reminder, we're having a
with some cash, guys.
Fund drive finale at Biltmore Cafe. It's on Friday. That's right, this Friday. Just a couple more days, the Biltmore Cafe, Cabaret, I should say. So
Cafe.
Check that out, because the goal here is $35,000, and we're trying to make it, folks. So call the pledge line now if you can.
Hit 14.
604 UBC unit, and give us a pledge. You can do it cash, Visa, or monthly direct deposit, but the first two are probably the best. All right, here's one of the songs you requested, Mr. McDonough, in your wisdom. This is by Pagliaro, and you know, this is funny because
is great.
This
Michelle Pagliaro.
Memories, brilliant. Because I'll never forget a friend that used to live on 4th Avenue, good old Philip and Linda. I used to go and visit them all the time. Philip Hughley
you're having another
he's left
moment.
Us. He is not with us anymore. The departed spirit of you, Philip, this is you turn me on to Pagliaro, and let's check him out right now. Hit CITR.
Someone answers and I know it lies. Don't know what's there.
there's Michelle Pagliaro and What the Hell I Got. Oh, boy. That does bring back some memories. And we'd like to thank Ian McFarlane, who has just called in and pledged $101.9. Thank you, Ian.
Way to go,
much.
Ian. You are number one.
Yeah, all right. Fantastic.
You're the man.
It's
You're
a fun
man.
Time, our fun drive here at Where CITR. Are you aware of the diversity of CITR's programming? Just listen to some of the shows running Sunday to Saturday. You'll love the titles Blood on the Saddle, Sore Throats, Clapping Hands, Exploding Head Movies, What Pink Sounds, Duncan's Donuts, Hands Close Mystery Hour. These are shows running on CITR live from Thunderbird Radio Hill. It Ain't Easy Being Green, and Synaptic Sandwich, to name a few. So search under the mattress for some spare cash or dig up that credit card. Where else can you hear such a variety of rad radio? Call now, 604-822-8648, UBC Unit.
If you like really sick people, get out your credit card.
All right.
Yes, let me tell you, CITR's come a long way from when I first started there. I remember there used to be a jock who, I think he was an engineer, and he had a Tuesday afternoon shift, and he would start every show with Moody Blues Tuesday afternoon.
And
I would be having conversations with him just about, you know, maybe this could be changed up just a little bit, like not playing exactly the same songs for your show every single week. I know CITR is thriving these days and has some great programming. And, you know, the one thing about people supporting something that they actually pay attention to and listen to is you got to get in there and you got to put some bucks across the line if you want to keep it going. So don't be cheap, people.
Yeah.
Phone in.
Dave, I have to say, it's like, you know, years ago when, I mean, you guys were the one of the only places that supported us, like the independent bands and whatnot. And, you know, and that's where all of the Vancouver bands basically came up to was through, college radio and whatnot, through the States and whatnot, before we even got noticed in Canada. And you were the only station up here that that really played us. So, I mean, that's, you know, I see what you mean, you know, and it was great to see that happen.
That from Randy Rampage of DOA, speaking to Mr. McDonough, Dave McDonough, mm-hmm. in Toronto right now, who was the guy instrumental in getting the big change. What year was that, Suzanne, again,
well,
here at CITO?
He was here in the late 70s, which is the time we were here, and we had this cable. I think it was the band was 88.9 or something.
Yeah.
I can't quite remember. This is pre-Discorder days. We all know the people that started that. But, no, it was a... It was an interesting time, and there was a promotion company here called Periscope Productions,
right.
And they were, that story goes sort of along the lines of what you were basically programming here at the station. I mean, they were bringing the bands into the Commodore and whatnot, and David was programming the records at CITR, and yes, Co-op had a run at it, but I mean, back in the day, you have to understand, I mean, I was forced to interview the Ramones twice.
Forced. Gee, they twisted.
Nobody was interested in interviewing the Ramones. I mean, there was Les Wiseman. That was it.
Yep.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's true.
That's really the promo reps would more or less beg us to interviews with like some of these amazing bands 30 years down the road. But like, well, as Randy was just talking about, you know, how difficult it was just to have great music get played. You know, it just wasn't happening, and it's a completely different kind of world now since, you know, with the internet, et cetera,
it's
people
totally
can
different.
Tap into whatever crosses their path with great ease. But, you know, back then, you didn't have those options. So it was a somewhat small but a very thriving and a very kind of passionate community in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of great bands in Vancouver and a lot of great bands that started their tour or ended their tour in Vancouver.
Yes, that's true.
That's for sure.
We had Jerry Barrett here a couple of shows ago talking about that very thing. But one thing that I've always wanted to ask you, and I think I tried to discuss this with Grant at a dinner thing last year or whatever. When Grant and Lynn were doing all that, I mean, they were so involved in the Vancouver punk scene. And were they influencing your musical tastes and your musical selections here at CITR, Dave?
Yeah, at times I think they were, actually. You know, and I'm sure Grant's aware of it, but I used to steal some of his British imports. <You know? laughs> And, like, bang them onto a cart or whatever at the station. But I think it all, yeah, they were definitely influencing me. But I think, you know, as we can all sort of attest to, as far as people being interested in this music back then, there were a lot of different sources that kind of pointed you in the direction. Quintessence was incredibly important, you know, because they were just so on the ball as far as getting not only the music but like the magazines.
Well,
in
they were the only
they
ones.
Could really stay on top of what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there was Night Moves, you know,
Night
so
Dreams.
You guys,
Dreams.
You guys were doing your thing.
Night Dreams.
Freudian
slip.
It's been a long time since I've thought about these things.
Yeah, Dave, did you ever drop down to a Cable 10 for our Night Dream shows?
No. I don't think I ever did. Oh. You know, obviously, you know, I knew all of you, but no, I don't think I ever went by.
Right. Well, that's
you know,
too bad.
I was too busy. Let me...
You missed
out. All, Suzanne mentioned briefly about, you know, the record companies mm-hmm. back then, you know, having much more funding, et cetera, et cetera. But I literally used to have a huge sort of backpack, and the way I would pick up the records on a weekly basis is I would just, like, hop on the bus, and I'd go from company to company, and I would just kind of fill the backpack over the course of my trip around Vancouver.
Get the freebies, yeah.
I can, you know, but I can also remember so many examples of going into the offices and, you know, they just couldn't have cared less.
No, they didn't give a shit. That's
some,
the thing.
Some bands, again, that, you know, now with some historical perspective are just so revered. But back then, it was just kind of getting in the way of taking care of, you know, bigger acts.
The arena rock.
So wow. It was quite the time. Actually.
That takes me back, Dave, because J.B., Shane, and I used to drive around town and visit PolyGram and CBS and all the record companies and get videos for our show for Night Dreams. So it's the same thing. You were getting records, we were getting videos, you know.
Yep.
And it was just like such a fun thing because there was all these videos that nobody would play, like Magazine and all these bands that were just, you know, beyond what the mainstream would ever play, you know. So I've always been fighting this. All the years I've worked in Vancouver radio, it's been that way. It's the radio's been the craps, and it's still the craps, and that's why CITR and college radio is the best,
college
and that's
radio.
Why we're having
there
a fun drive.
Fun
and
drive.
That's why that's why we wanted to talk to
Pay.
You. And I thank Suzanne Tabata for getting you on the show, Dave, because you started CITR on the right road, and we're still following that track, and I thank you so much, and thanks for talking to us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right.
It's been
good
fun.
Good to talk to you, Dave. Take care, man.
Yeah,
yep.
take care, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Okay, yep.
All right, ciao for now.
Ciao, ciao.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
From November 1st through 10th, come to the Rio to catch Johnny Depp in his latest Hunter S. Thompson incarnation in The Rum Diary. Midnight movies at the Rio include Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, November 11th, Buffy the Vampire Slayer on November 18th, and Team America, World Police on November 25th. The Rio does more than movies. Catch Sarah Sleen in concert November 23rd, or laugh your pants off at Paul F. Tompkins performing live comedy on the last of the month. For more information, don't forget to check out riotheater.ca/schedule.
To donate to CITR's fund drive, call 604-UBC-UNIT or go online to CITR.ca now. Fun Drive runs from November 17th to the 24th, so don't delay. Again, to donate to CITR's Fun Drive, call 604-UBC-UNIT or go online to CITR.ca/Fun Drive today. CITR Fun Drive 2011. Tune in to the future.
To Guess Who? The C-Fun Classics. And playing drums is Gary Taylor, and he's in the studio with us right now. Hello, Gary Taylor. You've been there very quiet throughout the show.
Go, Gary.
Yeah, yeah, but that's okay.
Quiet guy,
yeah, no, this is Aces High, right?
Aces High. You know, I was thinking Aces High when I was coming down here. That's yeah. funny. I don't even have a copy of that.
You don't, eh?
Well, you got to send me something.
Well, I got this burned by a special friend, actually, but Burnaby Bands reunion. But wow. Listen, Gary, did we ever meet up in Kelowna? The Classics used to play up there, didn't they?
We played the whole Okanagan. We toured up Prince George.
I met some of the guys at the Hot Sands down in Kelowna there when you played at the Kelowna Aquatic. But,
Kelowna Aquatic.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. You used to play at the Aquatic, yeah, until it burnt down.
Yeah.
Okay, now you made a request, Gary. Now, you know, we're going to get you back. We're going to do another show with you because it's been too crazy. Just all this stuff has been going on tonight. The pledge drive is happening. But we do have in the studio, as I say, a real classic here. A guy that played, when I first came to Vancouver Radio in 1964 at C-Fun, it was sort of competing with LG. LG played more R&B, and so they were taking away our listeners. But we were more the Beatles station, but we had the C-Fun Classics. They used to play at the Kitt Showboat and all these cool places. And Gary, we asked him to come down and request some songs. And one of the songs you requested was one of my all-time favorites, Bill Doggett. Now, tell me about, you know, did this man inspire you guys? Because you played instrumentals. The Classics were basically an instrumental group, right?
Well, No. Howie Vickers.
Howie Vickers. So Howie sang for you guys.
But the reason Honky Tonk was absolutely one of my favorites, that whenever, you know, we were, you know, getting out and playing a lot, but whenever we kind of needed to get the people involved, which was almost right away, whenever we played Honky Tonk, everybody would get up.
Everybody got up and dance.
And I've always told a few bands, like, you know what, why don't you cover Honky Tonk? Somebody should cover Honky Tonk or do something with it, because non-failure, boom, up, done.
The floor is full.
One of my all-time favorite songs. Yeah. Tom Baird's all-time favorite song, me and him.
Really? Wow.
Well, you know Tom, right?
Oh, Tom Baird. Yeah. Well, I mean, Tom Baird.
Me and him grew up together. So yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the song that inspired so many musicians over the years, going back to 1957. Is that correct?
That's about
it. I think it's 1957. Part one and part two. Clap your hands, everybody, and CITR. Fun Drive, give us a call now and make your pledge for this great radio station that brings you all the alternative music. 604 UBC Unit. Thank you.
go.
All right, Honky Tonk, part one and part two, taking us back to 1957. Now, that is old classic stuff. And, you know, every time you play that, people just start clapping their hands. As a matter of fact, I can hear Buck Cherry clapping his hands out there somewhere. Where is he clapping? Are you clapping, Buck?
I was hitting my desk.
Oh, okay. John Armstrong.
There's a voice.
Don't mess with John. He's got the best voice.
He's got the
best voice of all those guys on the scene. Yep.
Okay, well, CITR is the radio station you're listening to. Jolly John Tanner here filling in for Anita B. on Sam Squatch's Holiday Inn. Are you aware of the amazing deals when you score a Friends of CITR card and visit Vancouver's finest small merchants, such as, here's some of them, Banyan Books, Beat Street Records, The Bike Kitchen, Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden, Flaming Angels Boutique, Red Cat Records, RX Comics, and UBC Bookstore. Now, those are just a few of the many. For just a $30 fun drive donation, you can be the proud owner of a Friends of CITR card and help put CITR closer to our $35,000 goal. Where are we tonight?
We're at $14,122 with a hopeful couple of pledges during this great segment with John.
Jammed. We're a little jammed right now.
Are you aware of the strange diseases you can pick up in the CITR bathroom if you go in there?
We need to fix the bathroom along with turntable number two, so call sooner than later, 604-822-8648. Hey, now, John Armstrong, you know what it's like to have Randy Rampage in the control room, eh?
It's tough.
Crazy, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I remember a couple of times on tour when we did radio station visits.
Now we had some fun.
Yeah, actually, the funny part was that Joe would be the... Joe was the guy who was trying to keep it professional and businesslike. Randy, me, and Zip would be... trying to see what we could steal to sell.
That's right.
Steal. Yeah. Well, there's so many things. There's so many great things about Buck Cherry, a.k.a. John Armstrong, a.k.a. Buck Cherry. And one of the things that I managed to score today, thanks for the tip, John, was a couple of your books, both Guilty of Everything and Wages, which we brought into the control room. And I believe that Gary Taylor of Gary Taylor's Rock Room is going to read a passage from Guilty of Everything.
Ooh.
I will, Buck. Hey, Buck, how you doing, man? Long time no talk to.
How are you doing, Gary?
Good. And I must say that Buck Cherry is one of the greatest showbiz names for a band, for you, for whatever. I love that name. Buck Cherry, yeah, let's book him. But done. Done deal.
Thanks.
Anyway,
get him, Gary.
We had a lot of fun.
Oh, I know what he's going to read. Don't worry.
Yeah, how do you know? Oh, yeah, you know. Okay, here it is. Okay, notable. This is about Randy out of Buck's book.
No.
Okay, notable.
Oh, no.
Notable among these was Randy Rampage, whose surname at birth was the less than threatening Archibald. You do look like Archibald.
Thank you, Gary. You are my neighbor. You know that.
DOA's bass player, a former competitive swimmer, now a spiked peroxide blonde with his upper body almost entirely tattooed and a bravura undiminished by acne, so inflamed it hurt just to look at it. That's not true.
Thanks, buddy.
That's a classic
thing. Thanks,
pal.
Well,
okay. Rampage had the born swagger of a star, if nothing else, and sheer gutter charisma. At a DOA show once, a girl said to her friend, while standing as far back from the stage as they could get, "Well, I'd fuck him, but I'd hose him down for him." Nice. Huh? That's classic.
Absolutely true.
Was that true? Come on.
Absolutely true story.
That's true story.
I believe it.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Classic.
Mary Wishart was standing beside them.
Oh, God. That's
she
great.
Heard it. She came and told me, and I got fear
I love
my
it.
Nose.
I love it. That's one of my
classics. Oh, God. Gary
favorite
Taylor
favorite
reading
ones.
Guilty of Everything by John Armstrong. Now, John, this sounds like a good read. I haven't read your book yet. I got to get
book
caught
seven
up here.
I got another good one here, and I really like this one.
This is from Wages.
This
is a fabulous book.
Oh,
which is great, by the way.
You should read it. There's a lot of stuff about your secret gay life in it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You didn't let all our secrets go, did you? Anyway.
Well, I did, actually. All of mine, too.
That's good. That's a good thing. You know, it's good to be up front. You know, just it's a classic line here. I was 29 years old, filled with bile and cynicism, distrustful of all authority, a megalomaniac with low self-esteem and a code of ethics that was best. Fuck, I can't even read that. Situational and, most part, non-existent.
You beautiful.
Know, I think it's just a brilliant fucking statement. I for what you did, I think it's great.
Oh, thank you.
So we're waiting really for good. The next book, John, and we're here. We're sitting in CITR doing a big fundraising drive for the station. We've cracked the $14,000 mark.
So come on, buck up.
No, hang on. And we've asked you to supply us with some really interesting Canadian tunes, and you don't know this, and I'll tell you right now, but Grant McDonough and David McDonough were both guests prior to you. Mm-hmm. Both of them wanted Pagliaro.
Seriously?
And Grant couldn't find the tune that you had selected, and we've had some technical glitches in here, so we're not going to be able to play that particular tune, but isn't that funny?
Yeah, everybody loves Pagliaro.
I think it's strange that among that whole crew,
everybody
from that
likes
era,
Michelle Pagliaro.
Like Mick Jones, Colin Griffiths, Bob Pedersen, Dimwit. That was one of Dimwit's favorite songs.
Oh, yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah. Mm.
A French-Canadian guy doing a Beatles sound-alike.
Exactly.
Song.
Exactly. You know?
But honestly, I'm not that crazy about the rest of Pagliaro's stuff.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I've tried, you know, and it's different for Bob Pedersen, I mean, because he grew up in Quebec. So Pagliaro's like Lou Reed to him.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing a fun drive here today, and we'd like you to give us a call and pledge. And pledge because we're talking to John Armstrong, who sings with this band. Let's check them out, the Modernettes at CITR.
They call us the rebel kind, but they don't understand.
The Modernettes here at CITR. The program is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and we're talking to John Armstrong on the phone, better known as Buck Cherry of the Modernettes, who just sang us Rebel Kind.
And if you want to make Rebel a donation Kind. To yeah. the station, what is it, UBC Unit?
UBC Unit.
Which is 822-604.
822-8648, if you can give a pledge. Now, if you normally listen, you hear Anita B. on this show. Of course, you're saying, what the heck's happened to Anita? Well, she's babysitting because she's got kids and hubby is doing some stuff. I think he played with Pluto,
Schmidt
as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
she's married to a Pluto guy.
Yeah.
All right. And,
John, I have to interject because I'm watching the clock and I want to get this story on the table now, which is about... we've got Gary Taylor sitting here. This never happens. We've got John Armstrong on the phone. And to have us all together for this... trip down memory lane. Let's talk about one of your favorite artists of all time, John. Johnny Thunders and Modernettes opening up for them. Was it,
it was Los Populeros, but yeah.
It was Populeros.
Was it the Populeros?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so you're opening up for Thunders.
Yep.
And this is at Gary Taylor's, and I think I'm going to let I'm Gary just going to step away from the mic, and Gary and you can just take this one away, because this is going to be an interesting trip down memory lane. All the more reason to support college radio.
Yeah, and college radio is unreal. Yeah. Johnny Thunders. So first of all, bringing Johnny Thunders up was a trip, because I'd never heard of him before, actually, before I brought him up, but I seen that he was a big star, but nobody would touch him in Vancouver because they figured they couldn't get him across the border. So I figured, well, I can get anybody across the border, I think, you know, so it's a good challenge. So bottom line, Johnny coming up on the day of the gig got kicked off a train, a bus, and a plane, all in pretty well one day, and that was it.
And his band, I know, I've been there.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
And then I'm on the phone at all times. I said, well, rent a car or whatever. So they rented a car. And I had my right-hand guy, his name is David, I forget his last name, a great guy, anyways. I said, go to the border and meet them at the border, da-da-da-da-da. Anyways, now they're refusing me at the border, driving in the border. So I said, so I'm on the phone, get the supervisor on the phone, the top guy on the phone. So I gave him the story, listen, totally sold out 2 days, I'm a Canadian citizen, paying my taxes, I'm totally responsible, I got my guy out there, meeting them, the whole nine yards. Please, I beg you, please, please. I mean, this is, you know,
let
so
this
important.
Guy into the country.
So they let him in. They let him in. It was like, holy shit, they let him in. So what happened was, actually, they didn't rent a car. They took a bus there, and then Dave had all of them in his car, brought them to the rock room, and that was those
What was
two?
The first thing you said when he got across
didn't,
the border?
Didn't they, as they were leaving the
hey,
customs,
so they said, was,
Thunders goes, how the fuck's Holden?
Yeah, who's Holden? Who's Holden?
After you had just gone through, or your guy had just gone through this, oh yeah, you know, this is a very well-respected artist. He's just up here to showcase, you know, it's blah-bitty-blah.
Yeah,
you know,
every line that was possible. But you know what was cool about that gig? I decided, because it was so fucked up as far... Oops,
that's all right.
Okay, you can't
that's all right.
That,
go ahead.
I changed the whole rock room around. I put, because it was spring, I put white tablecloths on all the tables. I put vases on the table with tulips, and I changed the location of the stage to the end of the club, and people were sitting on
that's
the stage.
Right. Yeah, it was totally
so that was the first night there. So when people were coming in, like fucking ready to rock with John Dunn, boom, boom, they walked into the rock room, everybody, you know, said, what the fuck? Totally changed. I don't know if you remember that, Buck, but that.
No. Yeah, it looked like a wedding reception.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it did. Exactly. And that was the idea. Like this crazy,
and all
incredible
these guys,
punk legend.
And all these
in.
Guys in suits.
Oh,
you know,
well,
like
Les
Wiseman
was upstairs
whole band
in the dressing
in
room trying to interview John. And the only place they could, or he could get any privacy was in the actual toilet stall.
That's right.
So Alex Waterhouse is taking a bunch. Taking pictures while, you know, Les is holding this trusty little Nakamura tape deck or whatever he had.
Nakamichi.
And Thunders was just choked that nobody had supplied, you know, the right quantity and quality of dope.
Right.
And he's getting more pissed off by the
but
minute.
But I think that got corrected after a while. But.
And he grabbed this box of Oxydol. God knows why there was a box of Oxydol there. But he pulled out a syringe and started stabbing the box of Oxydol with the syringe and going, if I don't get some fucking dope, I'm going to shoot this shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, seriously. Alex Waterhouse has the pictures.
I believe it. I know you told me
I was
that
there
story.
With the illustrious L. McLaughlin.
Oh,
those 2 days
alcoholic?
Were crazy days.
Alcoholic.
Yeah, wow. I remember Johnny, and also there was the second day, I changed the whole club back again, so it was kind of interesting again.
Well, the funny thing, too, is that, of course, the first night he just played like a dog.
Yeah.
And was terrible and just insulted the audience. And,
oh, fuck yeah, because I had to drag him.
And the second night, when guaranteeing that no one would come the second night, and then he went out and just killed him.
Yeah, well, the guy could play, guaranteed. You know, I mean, he was great as long as he was medicated, shall we say.
Well, anyway, that was a great story, but we're looking at the time now. And John, we asked you to come on the show, too, because we are interested in your Canadian music selections. And again, you and Grant McDonough and Dave McDonough independently picked passages from Art Bergman.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is bizarre. Yeah, I never primed anybody. You guys all put in different types of songs.
Yeah. Okay, guys, so we got to wrap it up because Val Cormier is standing by for Folk Oasis coming up next, followed by Sexy in Vancouver with Caroline M. That's at 10 o'clock tonight, and Hands Closed Misery Hour at 11. So we'd like to thank you for joining us. Our special guest, of course, is Gary Taylor here in the control room, along with Suzanne Tabata and Randy Rampage. Okay. And on the phone, of course, John
to you,
Armstrong
John. Care,
of the Modernettes, better known
thanks
as
Thanks for having
Buck
me, John and Suzanne. Hey,
wait, listen.
Good talking to you, Gary.
Good talking to you, man.
Hope yeah.
to
and
see you soon.
Randy, I will see you at the usual places.
You got her, baby.
Okay. Right.
Hey, thanks, John.
Let's finish off with Art Bergman and another request from Buck Cherry of the Modernettes. Thanks, Buck.
See ya.
All right, and thank you, everyone who's called for fun time pledging here at CITR. May we reach... Nothing like... All right, let's finish off here and make way for more. Thanks for joining in and tuning in, and a fun drive. Continue. Imagine life without CITR. No, I can't. It's impossible. Call now, 604-822-8648. That's UBC Unit. And pledge for a good cause, this radio station. Who else does what we're doing?
Hey, it's Vince for CITR. You gotta be in a great mood all day because you're gonna be tuning into some of the freshest independent music around. You love music, but you just hate finding it, right? Just tune in and pow, music. Hey, Katy Perry, what were you listening to before? Your mainstream radio was boring. Boring radio, boring life. Now look at this. Add a little punk, throw in a little rock and reggae, and shazam! Now you've got yourself a radio station. You like news? Check out my news. You'll love my news. What you can do is mix things together.
Mix things together? Are you straight up crazy? I can never do that with my old radio station.
How can I get me some CITR?
It was so easy to find. 101.9 on the FM dial or online at CITR.ca. Now how much would you expect to pay for all of this?
$100. No, $500. Okay. $1,000. I would pay $1,000.
Not today. Not in my studio. CITR is absolutely free. But free ain't cheap. So if we got a deal for you, call today or donate online and we'll throw in another full year of maintenance-free music. But wait, there's more!
Can he do that?
I can and I am. If you call in the next 20 minutes, because you know we can't do this all day, we'll throw in Breakfast with the Browns, Dunkin' Donuts, and Sore Throats Clapping Hands absolutely free. Here's how to order. Operators are standing by now.
Call 604-UBC-CITR or 822-2487. And when you call, ask about our fun drive swag. Operators are standing by now to take your calls. Can't get to a phone? Go to CITR.ca/fundrive to donate online. This is a limited time offer, and quantities are unlimited. So call now. That's 604-822-4287.